Medford Coaches Show. Thank you, Horizon Eye Care Professionals, as well as KSW Roofing and Heating and Hy-Vee Foods of Owatonna. We bring in Jerome Johannes, football coach for the Tigers, on the AM 1390 KRFO Coaches Show. Battle for the paddle. Medford come home with it last night, 35-12 over Bethlehem Academy. And Jerome, what was the story of the game?
You know, just the story of the game was another huge rivalry that was extremely physical, and one team not really being able to find the rhythm early on. And that was probably our biggest issue on offense. Was I thought they did a wonderful job of really containing Willie. Obviously, we want to make sure that we get Willie out and try and get him some space in that, but I mean, they had four or five guys spying him the entire game, which limited us in the early, but then it also opens up for Jerome Chavis, who had a huge game for us, 225 yards rushing, three touchdowns, and I think that was the tilt of the game right there. But hats go off to Bethlehem Academy. They were really tough. They closed down our running lanes, and our offensive line did a really good job of just making sure that we got yards. We always have big play capabilities in our offense, and Bethlehem Academy just completely took that away from us, and we had to get 3-4 yard chunks. Our drives were much longer in this game than they had been in the past. And so, like I said, BA was just, I mean, a rivalry game. They came out and they played hard.
So a week after you get that big first quarter in points against Winona Cotter, a little more challenging to get things started. When did you finally get on the board Friday night?
It was in the second quarter. The first quarter was essentially three and outs from both teams, just going back and forth. And we just, like I said, on offense, we just weren't finding our rhythm. And then in the second quarter, early on, then all of a sudden we started getting 8-yard chunks, and we kind of then started to get our rhythm, and then Jerome got his first touchdown of the night on a 18-yard run on the outside, bounced it out, great cut, jump cut to the outside, and was just able to get that in, and that's kind of what things started for us. On the defensive side, we were outstanding. We, in the first half, I think we kept them to I think they had one big play where they got the ball inside the 10-yard line, but we were able to keep them scoreless out of that. And then that whole first half, we forced three and outs almost every single possession that they had. I was really proud with our defensive front effort and our linebackers just watching number 33, who is such a good runner. He runs so hard that that we knew we had to keep an eye on him as well. And again, our defense did a great job.
So 35-12, end up getting a victory over Bethlehem Academy. Injury-wise and cramping and slowdowns or water breaks, what was that story like for you on Friday?
Our refs were great at finding the right opportunities to get us water. We've been preaching even from the beginning of the year about getting enough water. We did not have any cramps last night, and going into week five, we are 100% healthy. We are ready to go.
Wow. And as far as the second half of Friday night's ball game, you end up winning 35-12. Did you feel that Bethlehem Academy was in it to some certain stage? When did you guys start to feel maybe comfortable with the lead?
When the clocks went zero is about when the only time I felt comfortable. That's Bethlehem Academy. They just hang in. I kept saying this, that I never want Bethlehem Academy to linger. I don't want them to be, if we're going to win the game, and it never feels that way. Talking to the coaches last night, I felt like even after the game, I'm like, we won 35-12, but I felt like it was a 2-point victory versus a 32-point victory. And so I was just like, it was one of those games where it was just tight the entire time.
All right, then that's about a rivalry. It feels tight until it hits zeros. I should expect that as an answer. Jerome, you've got Goodhue coming in next week, and Goodhue is a pretty, very good team. It's homecoming. What's your preview of the Wildcats right now?
Yeah, they're always good. They're always going to be a team that I think they just keep bringing good players in. We had seen them at the scrimmage, and we were impressed with their size and their strength. Able to see a couple of games earlier this season on film, and And they just keep bringing in tradition and guys in that. Goodhue's going to be perennially good every single year. So we got to bring our game again against Goodhue if we stand a chance against them at all.
All right. Well, I know a lot of people want to be there, of course, for homecoming. Got to have the home fans there. But for people who can't be there for whatever reason, I'll give a little shout-out to OwatonnaLive.com. And, of course, people could go back and watch it afterward. The local streaming service in town here is heading up to a Medford football game for your homecoming on the 27th. Jerome, nice win at Bethlehem Academy. I appreciate your time, and congratulations on a 3-1 start on the season.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
All right. Coach Johannes, Medford football on AM 1390 KRFO.